This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Let's say you lived sometime before 1860 and you wanted to fire a rifle. First, you'd need to pour gunpowder into the powder charge to measure the amount of gunpowder you needed. And then you'd pack down your gunpowder and then bullet into the rifle with a ramrod. Then you'd pull back the hammer and take something called a percussion cap and you'd fit it on the hollow metal nipple on the back of the barrel. Pull the trigger, and that was one shot. The whole process took at least as long as it just took for me to describe it. And as you can imagine, this was all really inconvenient if someone was shooting at you.
But then came the Winchester 1866 repeater rifle.
That's reporter Nina Gensler-Debs.
You could fire off 15 shots in just over 10 seconds.
That weapon became a source of survival and protection for people.
That's Mary Jo Ignoffo, a California historian at De Anza College in Cupertino.
The Winchester family became fabulously wealthy. They lived together in New Haven, Connecticut.
William Winchester, the heir to the family business, married Sarah Pardee. And in 1866, Sarah gave birth to a daughter.
And then came a string of terrible tragedies. Sarah's newborn daughter, Annie, died, and then a few years later, she lost her husband to tuberculosis. Then her father-in-law and eldest sister also died.
Friends trying to console Sarah advised her to seek the services of a well-known Boston medium.
That's the voice of film actress Lillian Gish. As the legend goes, through this medium, Sarah was able to contact her deceased husband, William.
Her husband's voice told her that she would always be haunted by the spirits of those who had been killed by the Winchester rifle. He instructed her to placate them by building a structure that would never be completed to provide shelter for the ever-increasing number of Winchester rifle victims.
Winchester rifles had killed a lot of people. If Sarah was to appease their ghosts, she would need to build a very, very big house.
Sarah left New Haven to begin anew in California. She bought an 8-room farmhouse in San Jose and dove into the remodeling project head first.
As the construction marched forward, the house became a tangled maze of halls and a mashup of turrets and stained glass windows. And because she built over so many years, the house was also a wild combination of architectural styles.
But for a long time, no one was able to see the hodgepodge of styles and ornaments in this house, except Sarah Winchester.
Because Sarah Winchester kept to herself.
She never spoke to strangers or members of the press who inquired about her odd building endeavor.
And because she didn't respond, they started formulating their own suggestions.
It's unclear how much of the Sarah Winchester legend is true.
But after her death, those legends and rumors about her have lived on. For $33, you can buy a ticket and tour Sarah Winchester's house.
My name is Maggie and I will be your guide today.
The tour points out all the bizarre things about the house. They seem to be selling the story of the haunted house and of the haunted Mrs. Winchester. And a lot of people seem to be buying it, but not everyone. After poring through documents, Mary Jo has come to believe that
a lot of the really strange things that we see today and that are emphasized in the mythology about Sarah Winchester are completely explainable.
So why does a financially savvy woman build such a crazy, never-ending house? Mary Jo has a different theory.
No ghosts involved.
She was an architect wannabe.
And I love that theory.
Sarah Winchester lived at a time when
it was highly unusual to have women architects.
And she wasn't licensed.
So her own house was the perfect place, the only place really, for her to practice architecture. And it became her playground. In the end, whatever her motivations were, Sarah Winchester built a house with over 150 rooms and spent nearly all of her life being an architect. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Nina Gensler-Debs with Avery Truffleman, Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, and me, Roman Mars. Radio edit by Ted Muldoon. We are a project of KALW and distributed by PRX. More at 99pi.org.